So, Tom, I did something over the past couple weeks here that might surprise you.
Oh, you watch TNA?
No, even better. I played and beat Trials of the Blood Dragon.
Oh, so that's the Trials Dirt Bike game with like the aesthetic of Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, right?
Yeah, let's just say this is Blood Dragon 2.
Oh, does it continue the story?
You play as Dr. Darling and Rex's kids.
Okay.
So the kids work for the government, and they are like secret agents, kind of, but like they're badass secret agents. Like they're just kids, and like they drive dirt bikes and they run and gun, and people don't expect them to be good because they're kids and like all this kind of weird
So
stuff.
they're little John Connors from Terminator
Yeah,
2,
kind of.
basically.
Yeah. So the story is Rex is dead
Yeah.
and your mother ran away. And the story is just so crazy and off the wall. But remember how you said, like, maybe if it jumps up into like the 90s and stuff like that?
Does this game do
There,
that?
there's a lot of 90s references in
Oh,
this. And
good.
there's some 80s references there, but there's a lot of 90s references in there, which are pretty cool, and pretty enjoyable and fun. It's crazy. And the story's not bad. It's the gameplay that's it's the Trials gameplay. It just doesn't suit well with this type of game.
Kind of like how the
But
Far Cry gameplay didn't suit well with this type of game the last
yeah.
time.
So the story of it is it's a sequel. You play as their kids, and Rex is dead, and Dr. Darling actually ran away, and you have no idea where she is. She ran away a long time ago, leaving Rex to raise the kids in the military-esque style thing. And Rex is still voiced by Michael Biehn.
Good, good. That's
So,
terrific.
yeah. You go and infiltrate this base. You find out these bad guys are trying to harness the power of the Blood Dragons again. Something happens, and you find out that the leader of the bad guys is actually Rex Power Colt. After you thought he was dead, he has been brought back to life by the commies.
Not the commies.
And what you need to do is you need to go into this temple and retrieve the Holy Grail from this trial thing that you need to do in order to kill Rex Power Colt, make him drink from the Holy Grail, bring him back to life so you can form your family again.
This series, this is the best kind of ridiculous.
In the meantime, some part of the game you get transported to hell, where it's like very Doom-like, and all the people are kind of like aliens, but they're people and they're spider people, and it's really weird. But the person, like the colonel who's in charge of you, looks exactly like Sergeant Slaughter from like the G.I. Joe version of Sergeant Slaughter, which is actually pretty funny. And like it's just so over the top 80s and 90s like action movie stuff again. And the kids are like kind of breaking the fourth wall and like and doing all kinds of stuff with it. But towards the end, you kill Rex Colt. You make him drink from the Holy Grail, bring him back to life to realize that he's normal. You find out that the kids are not cybernetic people like they thought they were. They're actually part cybernetic person, part blood dragon.
Does that imply some kind of creepy, weird baby
Because the
making or?
colonel pulls off a mask to reveal it's Dr. Darling the whole time. That Dr. Darling was planning to set this group of blood dragons free, that they have to join the blood dragons or they're going to be destroyed because the aliens from hell are coming up to fight the blood dragons. So we went to hell to try to destroy all of them so the blood dragons can take over planet Earth. And you have the option at the end of the game to either join the blood dragons, which is what Dr. Darling turned out to be, or fight everybody.
Wheels within wheels.
And then it stops right there.
So they're setting up. I wonder what franchise they're going to combine with to do the third installment.
I don't know, because that's the thing. We talked about it in that episode about this is what the first one's going to be. The second one's a completely different style game. Well, the third one has to be a completely different style game, too.
Maybe for the third one, they'll get their own mechanics and engine and everything. And
it's going to be like a Sims.
I mean, I don't know. This is crazy, though. This silly ass series. I love it.
It's good. Yeah. A lot of it, I mean, is rip off of like Raiders of the Lost Ark and all kinds of stuff. But it's
the second you started talking about Holy Grail, I was like, oh, Last Crusade. Perfect. Yeah. The best Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like that whole episode is like all of like you're in minecarts running around. It's pretty much all three Indiana Jones movies.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good.
Yeah, so I would definitely take a look at, like, watch, like, a video of, like, a run-through of the story or something like that, because, man, it is just crazy and out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like the story a little bit more in this than I did in actual Blood Dragon itself, but I would prefer to play Blood Dragon over Trials of the Blood Dragon, because, man, the bike mechanics are very floaty.
I mean, that's Trials for you.
Yep.